The letters TH and G are now rattling the sports world. THG stands for tetrahydrogesterone. That's a steroid that's shown up in the drug tests of several elite athletes. THG is considered a steroid. It appears to increase the physical capacity of those who take it. Conventional drug tests could not detect THG until a doctor at UCLA cracked the code of the steroid this past summer. THG has appeared in the drug tests of four unnamed U.S. track and field athletes. The NFL is abuzz with rumors about widespread use of the steroid among football players. The International Olympic Committee has said it may retest urine samples taken during the 2002 Olympic Games in Salt Lake City, looking for traces of THG. Joining us now from Chicago is our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Food and Drug Administration has banned the use and sale of THG, and now there's the test that can detect it. But do you think this marks the end of the use of THG?
No, I don't think so, Scott. I think this is just the beginning of a perfect storm. The problem, Scott, is that all in the last couple of weeks, it's come down in so many sports. It started, as you point out, with track and field when they announced that four American athletes who competed in the World Championships in Paris had tested positive. Scott, to get to Paris, you had to be a medal winner at the national championships in the United States. It makes you wonder, don't any bad athletes ever use steroids? Then Major League Baseball announces that 5 to 7% of its players had tested positive for drugs. Tried to say it wasn't a big number, but Scott, that's about a team and a half. Then you got the NFL involved. And so it's all happened at the same time. This is a very bad thing.
Ron, remind us, why are steroids banned? Is it because they're harmful for athletes or because they're harmful for competition?
Long-term use of them can harm an athlete in many different ways. However, the problem with it is, Scott, the Faustian bargain is that they work, is that they help you bulk up, is that the athletes who take them can immediately see the increase in stamina, mostly, the ability to lift more, to gain weight, and so on.
How is it that Major League Baseball is able to, at least so far, successfully conceal the identity of people who tested positive?
They have a very strong union. Maybe you've heard of that, Scott.
Yes, they sure have, baseball players.
I wish
we belonged to it here, my gosh.
Well, exactly. They finally agreed to some testing, and only what happened was is that they said that if 5 to 7% of anonymous tests, and they're all anonymous, tested positive, that then they would put in the sliding scale of penalties and more tests and so on. But, and it's true that nobody is going to be banned from baseball. We're not even going to find out who they are for a long time if anybody is stupid enough to continue down this path. But baseball's integrity has now been called into question. There is now evidence for the fact that steroids are there. They can't deny it anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's a bad thing.
So far, no names from professional basketball, to my knowledge, have surfaced. But would we be naive to think that that those are world-class athletes who aren't involved also?
Well, I think we would be. I mean, the NBA is the one major sport, I guess the National Hockey League also, that's avoided this so far. But maybe their time will come. Maybe they just didn't get into it this fall the way everybody else did. This is just the very beginning of a very troublesome time.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, is also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.